This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. This week, the country reacted to several landmark Supreme Court decisions that had huge implications for the civil rights movement. But in another courtroom in Florida, it was the first week of testimony in the high-profile murder trial of George Zimmerman for shooting and killing the unarmed black teen Trayvon Martin. Jonathan Hicks has been following the trial for BET.com, where he's senior national correspondent, and for New York City's largest African-American newspaper, The Amsterdam News. Welcome back to WNYC, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I'm interested in how black New Yorkers have been following this Florida case. What are you hearing from your readers and followers on the web and social media?
Actually, I've been amazed at the degree to which this story has been followed. It has been, I think, primarily a function of social media that has connected people so incredibly and so intimately with this. I found that particularly after the trial began in earnest, after the jury selection was done, there is quite a bit of interest in this story.
In New York City, the headlines here have been about the high number of blacks and Latinos stopped and frisked by the NYPD. Does having the backdrop of a racially charged local story change how black New Yorkers are watching the trial?
Stop and frisk and interactions that have been contentious from a racial point of view are common around the country. So though there is a great deal of interest in New York, I think that among African Americans in other cities, there's also been a great deal of interest in this story. I think it's been followed to a great degree all over the country.
You, like a lot of people on the internet, were fascinated with the prosecution's key witness, Rachel Gentel. Why?
There are a lot of facets to Rachel Gentel and her testimony. One of the things that to me was particularly interesting is that this is a woman who was thrust into this extraordinary position of being a star witness when she had no intention of being a star witness, no desire to be a star witness. And this is someone who is out of her element. She's in a place where she's never been. And I think anyone can relate sympathetically to the difficulty of having to testify about the incidents leading to the killing of someone who was a very close friend of yours. On the other hand, because she is, this is a world, this courtroom scenario is a world that is not necessarily one she's familiar with or comfortable in. There is a temptation for her to be intimidated, but she very much stood her ground. She was very much who she wanted to be. She told the story of Trayvon in a way that was consistent despite the persistent efforts of the defense attorneys to try to shoot holes in her story. She remained fairly firm in a way that was not necessarily the most glamorous, but one that, to my way of thinking, conveyed a certain level of principle.
Defense attorney Don West, as you pointed out in your column, constantly asked her to repeat herself, to talk slowly. You characterized it as if he were seeking to understand the language of an alien from another planet. Do you think that was just a strategy he was using as an attorney, or is that being interpreted on the internet as being racist?
I can't say what Mr. West had in mind. I can tell you that from my perspective, it seemed particularly pejorative, and I think it did to a lot of people. And that's one of the things that I think lit up so much in terms of social media. There was this effort to sort of portray her as someone who was difficult to understand and from a culture that was completely alien. The fact of the matter is she's a teenager, and teenagers, no matter what their racial background, have their own way of expressing themselves. But one of the things that's clear is this is not a woman who's like auditioning for Star Search or something. This is a person thrust into a horrific scenario, totally against her knowledge and against her will. I mean, she had no idea that that conversation was going to be the last one she'd have with Trayvon.
Right.
And so you get what you get. This is a challenging scenario, I'm sure, for her. And I thought that there was an aspect of badgering from the defense attorney that didn't come off well.
Jonathan Hicks has been following the murder trial of George Zimmerman for the shooting death of Trayvon Martin for BET.com, where he's senior national correspondent. He's also a columnist with the Amsterdam News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.